Blog Talk Radio.
Whole Periscope thing, man. It basically is like a live feed blog. People like chime in and they like try to ask you like questions and shit. So I'm not only am I co-hosting, but I'm also producing the show, and I am doing a live stream right now via Periscope.
That's what we call the old multitasking.
Multitasking. Yes.
Someone all right, so you can call it.
Said it was a podcast.
Nice. What are you up to tonight, buddy?
This is it, man. Just sitting here doing the podcast with you, man. Worked earlier today. It was pretty sweet, but pretty quick. Dude, I was going out to AT&T today, and you know, I got off of work at like 8:30, which gave me like 30 minutes to get out there to Southridge and to go to the AT&T store. And that shit was down to like one lane of traffic the whole way out there. From Oakwood Road, it took me 25 minutes to get to the AT&T store.
Yeah,
I'm not going to bitch, because at least they're fixing the fucking potholes. And I won't have to start my campaign of pot for potholes.
Now, are they actually fixing the potholes, or are they just putting the tar in?
Nah, dude, they are tearing up the road, relining it and everything, and, like, putting shit down.
That should take about 3 years.
Right?
Holy Especially hell. In West Virginia. Because West Virginia likes to milk all the money. So.
Well, I went down to one viewer. This is kind of sad. But, I mean, I knew that that would happen because, like, I can't pay attention to them and everything, too. So. But we're seeing how this works, though. You know what I mean? Like, we'll see. Down to one viewer.
That's all right. All right. Tonight, we're going to give away free passes if you actually hear the secret word, which I haven't even made up yet.
Maybe
we can do that. I got the secret word. I'm just kidding. But we're going to do that. And if you hear, you call the show and you get your free passes. It's obviously our passes are Friday night only show, which we have the June 19th show coming up this month. So. And Lee Hale will be, as far as I know, still opening for the feature and the headliner that night, which is a local comedian that does No Pants Players. And they got that tour they're starting called the Tall Boys Tour with Lee Hale, Andy Frampton, and Jacob Hall. That starts at Fireside, or not Fireside. Is it the Fireside Lounge?
Yeah, it is.
Is it
Fireside. It's this Friday night. And it's a free show.
Yeah, free show.
Free shows, man. Come on out
right.
Support some local comedy. Get the first show free. You couldn't ask for better. I mean, you can still get drunk afterwards, you know, it's not going to be late once you get out. You know, it'll probably take you about an hour and a half, 2 hours to get through it.
Yeah.
I'm begging
and,
pretty much right now. That's what's going on. That's, okay. But don't forget
I don't think you need to beg
Saturday
people.
Night. But don't forget, Saturday night is Carlin Haggerty will be opening at the Comedy Zone.
Oh, okay. So
yeah,
Saturday night you got Carlin up there.
Yeah, yeah. I think I got him on for the I believe I have him on for the early show. Not completely positive.
Okay, great. Carlin obviously does a lot of stuff with Lori Graves, which we've had on the show out of Chillicothe, Ohio, and he also does the podcast with Lori. Yeah, so he's I haven't got to see him perform. I haven't seen him do anything, but definitely a talented comedian as far as I've heard. And obviously if Lori's associated with him, then obviously he's good.
Good.
Nailed it. Hit the shot.
Nailed it.
Sorry, we're playing a game. anyway, that's stuff to look forward to. So free passes this weekend if you call in. Not sure when I'm going to drop the secret word. Sam, I'll let you call it. Whenever you say the secret word, I'll say it. And people can call in the show, 347-308-8648. To get the to tell us what we said was the secret word and the free tickets, and obviously you can like us on Facebook and you can email us if you want to be maybe perform at the Comedy Zone because we got the hookup, or you know just be a guest on the show or you know whatever, just give us some props. You can email us at charltoncomedy@gmail.com. I also want to apologize for the last episode. The last episode was awesome. We had Steve McGrew on the show, great comedian, has performed on multiple networks. He's a Comedy Central comedian, so you can go check him out. You can Google him, actually. That's how awesome he is. And I snapped at one point in the episode last night. I went back and listened to that episode the next day, and I'm not going to lie, I did laugh. But I was out of line. And I'll blame that on alcohol.
Blame it on the juice.
Yeah. So, but
God.
If you want some, if you heard that episode, yeah. So it's cocktail hour around this time in the low residence. The kids are asleep, and you know we have a few drinks occasionally, and. You know, I had one too many, and I was a little offended. But it's okay. I'm not going to get into details of that, but I apologize, and I was unprofessional. But it was kind of funny at the same time, but I should have did it.
Well,
and,
I think what's the funniest now, like, you know, obviously, like, having to take a step back from that moment because, you know, we've had that discussion. Like, I was a little uncomfortable because I didn't know what was going on. But that, to me, was what else was really funny is just like my reaction compared to yours. Like my reaction is, okay. And then you're just like, man, fuck that dude, man.
I listened back to it and I'm like, did I offend? You're like, I don't know. I just heard you yell and I don't know what's going on. But just to let the listeners know, because our listeners are loyal listeners, obviously. That's the type of audience we have. The people who listen to podcasts are normally the same, you know, same people for the most part. Basically, when I was booking the guests, and I'm not going to give a name. If you want to know who the guest is, you can go back. Basically, it was just a problem kind of booking the guests, and it was kind of hard. And there were some comments exchanged. I'm not going to get in detail, but Sam didn't know about it, and I should have informed him, and I had said some things, if you go back to the episode, that I probably shouldn't have said. And the funniest part was me saying, hold up, this is all I got to say. And then I would come back to it, and I'd be like, that's it, that's all I got to say. And then I would just come back and say some more stuff. I'm like, stop saying that. Like, I was just screaming at my computer, stop saying what you're saying. Stop it. And it was just like, I just kept going. But I do apologize because we try to be somewhat professional on the podcast. And that was definitely a moment to put in the back of our minds, I think, to just move on. But I did want to apologize for that. I shouldn't have did that. But, oh, well, we're learning as we go.
I like how you named episode number 42 Poo Poo Pee Pee.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Poo Poo Pee Pee. I forgot to mention that when we came in. Episode 42 is called Poo Poo Pee Pee. I think I didn't know what to call it. We didn't have any guests really necessarily lined up. Hopefully we have some surprise calls or something. Did you talk to Andy today at all or anybody from the Cowboys tour?
No, you said that you were going to get a hold of Andy, so I didn't get a hold of Andy.
You said I'll hit him up. What are you talking about?
I thought you said you'd hit him up.
I said that you should get a hold of one of those dudes because I hardly even talk to half of them, unless it's Lee Hell. He sends me messages occasionally, but no, I didn't contact anybody because I figured I'd call him. He maybe send him a message or something, but it's okay if we don't get anybody on tonight. I just wanted to kind of have a good time on the podcast tonight and just have fun, but definitely support the local comedy scene. That's what we're all about here on the podcast is we have a lot of national people. We have a lot of people, obviously, through Comedy Zone because they're our sponsor. But definitely we always support, and that's what we always stand for, like I said, the local comedy scene. So definitely go down and see that show on Friday. It's a free show, so don't talk about it's $5, $10, $15. It's not. It's free. Get down there and see, Jacob Hall won the festival, the comedy festival, the West Virginia Comedy Festival.
Right.
And Lee Hale, he's a funny dude.
He took first place up in somewhere, up in Morgantown, I think, because this is the last one. And Lee Hale took first place. It's like an open mic competition or something.
And Franton, has done wonderful at the Comedy Zone and always knocks it out of the park, so... never, you're not going to miss out on any type of funny if you go to that show. It's definitely a good show to go to, and I can't believe they're doing it for free. Is that just to start it off? They just kind of want to give everybody kind of a taste of the show?
I think so, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. I kind of like that. I really do. I like that they're doing it for free. But I'm surprised they're doing it for free with Lee involved. I love you, Lee. But Lee's cool. That's good that they're doing the straight line. I want a straight line. Sorry, I'm talking. But that's awesome they're doing that. Did they talk about any other locations that they're going to be at? Have you talked to any about other locations?
As far as I know, I have not heard anything. I think this is the only location that has booked so far. Honestly, like the way that they're doing this is literally like they just get drunk and figure out where to go next. Like they'll probably figure it out at Fireside while they're trashed. Like that's probably what's gonna happen.
I figure is that the clue that's called the Tall Boys Tour that they're gonna figure it out as they go along. Basically, is the clue that everybody is like, oh well, we'll figure it out. We'll be somewhere.
Yeah, I think so.
How was your trip to Meth Town USA to see that festival?
Oh, dude, it was tits, man. It was pretty cool. We Andy and I went up there, and we ate at Oh Betty's Red Hot in Athens, Ohio. And if anyone is ever going through Athens, Ohio, I suggest that you stop. Like, you make it a point to stop to have a Betty's Red Hot. Like, it's a little hot dog joint, and they have a hot dog museum, and it is delicious. Like, I do not like hot dogs, but it is delicious. And anyway, moving on past that, we went up to Old Man's Cave up in Hocking Hills and hiked around a little bit. Then went back
nice
and
play.
Saw Trampled by Turtles, which was phenomenal. And Lucero. It was a blast, man. It was definitely a blast.
And when I say Meth Town USA, I'm not talking about Athens, because Athens is a nice place. I'm talking about
Smellsonville or Nelson Tucky. Nelson Tucky is what it's greatly known as in the area.
which has a water park, which you call a city pool, but it's
it's a glamorous city pool that is actually not that glamorous.
I call it a water park because it has like characters.
There's
I don't know
bucket.
If anybody's ever been in Elfville.
It just has one of those like buckets with like the water spouts and like water comes down.
Right.
Like that's what you're calling the water park. Like
it's not a water park, folks, at all. Like it's really not. Like a water park has like slides and you know like ways of fun and stuff like that. That's a water park. But like, this place literally like if you go anywhere, like if you went to downtown Columbus, a city water place has the same things this place has. Like in the ghetto, like you can go to the ghetto and
like
get probably a better experience. Yeah.
At their shitty pool, they have this, but for Nelsonville, it's fucking phenomenal, and
it's
it is the best
off.
Thing ever. Oh God,
it's popping off.
Nice.
let's go get a McMuffin and go to the water park. I could see that happen in Nelsonville on a daily basis, and then let's go
right,
get some
and then
meth.
They go over and get you a pair of fucking boots. Go over and steal you a pair of boots, Johnny.
What's up?
Just
what
walk
the
in
name
there
of that
with
place?
Nothing to, just walk in there with nothing on but a pair of socks and just be like, hey, I'm about to try these shoes on. And then just run away. Run away with your boots.
You know how you know that McDonald's is a huge corporation?
That would be
a
real bootleg. You know what I mean? But that would technically be considered a bootlegger right there.
Exactly. you know when McDonald's is a huge corporation when there's one in Nelsonville. Like you could like McDonald's is everywhere. Like you could go anywhere. It could be Smith Rock, Kansas, and there's a McDonald's with a Walmart up on the mountain. Like that's how large these corporations are. Like you're like, how is there a McDonald's in Nelsonville? Like if anybody went to Nelsonville,
because
you ever go to Nelsonville
restaurant in Nelsonville,
and a
they
Taco Bell,
this,
of course.
Well, they're okay. Yeah,
it's
that's
the
right. There is the Taco Bell, but still,
yeah,
like they have. Oh, and the Taco Bell does sell pizza, so they've got the Pizza Hut market.
Yeah, they got the Pizza Hut part right. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Exactly,
it's soulless. It's soulless, is what it is. And that's why fucking local restaurants can't fucking make it there hardly. I mean, there's one place there, man. It's a Greasy Spoon, and it is called Tammy's Country Kitchen. And, oh, my God, that shit is legit, dude. Like, we were in culinary school, and, like, we would go, like, have breaks, and we would go there and eat lunch. And you have to try the Mop Bucket Sweet Tea. It is to die for.
The Mop Bucket Sweet Tea? What?
The Mop Bucket,
I would not drink that.
Dude, the Mop Bucket Sweet Tea. Dude, they have two mop buckets in that whole entire restaurant, okay? One
it's,
is for making
it's literally
tea,
from that.
One,
yeah.
It's, one of
it's
them
literally
is for
from
making
it.
Sweet tea, and the other one is for making mop water, okay? So, yes, they use a mop bucket to make their sweet tea, and it is delicious.
That's disgusting. That is disgusting. And it's disgusting. What they mix up, like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I mixed up the mop bucket on that one.
It says sweet tea only on the bucket, and on the other bucket, it's labeled mop water only. I'm telling
you,
dude.
Yeah, Tammy's. There's the first mistake. Hey, Tammy, that's a redneck name all the way.
Dude,
Tammy's
the French fries. Nah, dude, the hamburgers and the French fries are delicious. The pies are made from some sweet old lady who, like, lives with a bunch of cats in her trailer. It's delicious.
It probably is. I'm just kidding. There's good country restaurants and stuff out there. I've never heard of that. I will try that out sometime when I'm never in Nelsonville, maybe one time on my But that's awesome. You guys had a good time.
Are you distracted tonight?
Yeah.
Are you distracted tonight?
A little bit. Not really.
Yeah.
Not really.
It's cool.
What do you mean I'm distracted? I'm not distracted.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Here's somebody. All right. I believe we have Andy Frampton online, I believe. Here we go. Let's bring him in. Welcome to the Churchy Comedy Podcast, Andy.
Oh, what's
Macho
up, man?
Fellas.
That's how. What's up, man?
Oh, not much.
Dude.
Just you know, it's 11 o'clock at night. I'm drinking beer and making a quesadilla because I'm a healthy person.
That's right.
My room
I'm drinking
this stove, apparently.
it's funny when we all hung out. We were talking about wrestling for like an hour and a half outside my work.
Yeah. Dude.
Oh yeah. that happens quite a bit with me.
We were just to let people know, whoever listens to this, if anybody does. They were supposed to leave for the Nelson. We were just talking about the Nelsonville trip you guys took, and they were supposed to leave
right.
Like an hour and a half to 2 hours before we got into this huge discussion about how we're all wrestling nerds, and we just went on and on about all the wrestling clips.
We talked about everything wrestling-wise. Goldberg, it was great.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I got lost in the Attitude Era, Territory time, and then Goldberg, of course. I don't know if anybody even watches the wrestling like we do, but that was when wrestling was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But, definitely. But we were promoting the Tallboys tour, so we wanted to call in and kind of talk to us a little bit about it. If you have any other venues besides the Fireside this Friday night?
Right now we've got Fireside, and then there's actually like it's kind of weird because we set it up, and the Fireside was the first venue on board, and then I don't know if it was through slow communication or what, because I'm not exactly in charge of scheduling, but we do Fireside Friday, then we've actually got a couple of weeks before we do another show, but we're going into, hopefully we're going to Virginia Beach. That's going to be nice. That's where we'll
that would be
on the
nice.
Show. Yeah, I'd love to be able to go do Virginia. I did Virginia Beach shortly after I had did my first show, which was an open mic in Myrtle Beach. And shortly after I did that, I did a show in Virginia Beach with a friend of mine, and I had a very Bill Burr-esque breakdown.
Nice.
So, I didn't give a damn
you
about their Philly? Town or anything like that. It was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. In a room in front of like seven people, I just started cussing Virginia Beach.
And you know what's funny about that is it's illegal to cuss on the boardwalk, I believe, in Virginia Beach. Like, they have signs.
Really?
When you go there. Yeah, when you go there and there's signs that they have, like, you know how cursing, like if someone tries to put cursing in text, that they put, like, you know, all the symbols and shit, like F, A, U, you know, it's like bullshit to make it like cursing. And they'll put no this allowed, and they'll put like the symbol, so like you can't curse. So like the last time we were at Virginia Beach, we just like rolled down the boulevard, and if you've ever been down the boulevard in Virginia Beach, it's not popping off. Like there's people, but it's a certain season, and we just roll down and just yell fuck out the window the whole way down the whole boulevard.
That's
and awful. Everybody was just appalled. Yeah, so that try that out when you go there. Just let it rip out the window and just watch people. Just
that
like,
I'm definitely gonna do it.
Yeah, just do it. Just go down there and just rip it out the window.
Yeah.
People are like, "What? Didn't he see the sign that we posted down here? You can't curse. That's
put
legal."
Up a sign. Great. Yeah, because there's. I don't know if you guys know it or not. I know that you know the other two guys that are on the Tall Boys with me. It's you know. It's Lee Hale's baby. He came up with this. And me and Jacob Hall back up. And y'all know both Lee and Jacob pretty well.
Yeah.
There's this big conception right now that out of the three of us, I'm going to be the one that gets him into all kind of trouble. I'm going to be the one to start fights. I'm going to get the one that has like the whores following the car from town to town. There's a lot of pressure on me on this, man.
You got to do it. Dude, you got to step up to the plate.
That's just a walk. That's just a walk of the park in the life of Andy Frampton. Come on, man.
It really is. But like, there's this preconceived notion that I've got to like pick up chicks and bar fights for these two, and I don't know what they go for.
You're gonna lose. You're gonna lose if you fight with those two. Jacobs is gonna run.
Jacob likes getting hummers from big girls. Jacob likes getting hummers from thick girls. That's Jacob.
All right then. All right.
And Lee, I mean, he's taken. Like, I think he's moving in with his boo or something.
Yeah, he's moving in with his old lady. So I guess I don't have to do anything for him.
No.
I guess I don't have to go looking for women with him. But
I feel like Jacob is like that nice guy, but he has this. I feel like Jacob is that guy that you wouldn't expect to do something crazy, but then does it.
Jacob is the Ted Bundy of the group.
I feel like he's the dude.
Jacob is really fun.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen drunk Jacob down at Mojo's before, and
I feel like
he's the guy. I don't know, like in Road Trip, the skinny dude. They're like, once he had a few drinks, he just got loose. I feel like that's Jacob,
right?
Like he's not. You don't think he's the hip dude, but he get a couple drinks in him, and all of a sudden he's just popping off and dancing, and he's ready to have a good time. I think that's what will happen when you guys go out on your tour.
I really hope that's how it works. I hope we go so far out of state that we come back. Jacob has like a mohawk.
He's got a tattoo on his forehead.
Yeah, he's got like a tattoo that wraps around behind his ear. It's just like Lee's missing all of his top teeth, and I come in just completely sober.
Yeah. You're the only one that comes back whole. He's like, I don't know what the fuck they did, man. I slept all weekend.
Yeah. I come back talking about how I finally found myself. It's going to be great.
Well,
but I hope you guys kill it, man. Do what?
I hope you guys kill it, man. I hope you guys do make it up to the beach.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can do a lot of work. Like, I've done a little bit of networking over the last month and a half or so, and I've got people interested heading west to bring us out there.
Nice.
Of course, that's all that'll be in the fall months, but when they've got spots opened up, but they're interested in doing stuff with us. So I'd like to, you know, be able to ride this out for the rest of the year if we can get lucky enough. I told Lee
if me and Sam have talked to many people on the West Coast. I told him if he needs any help with getting gigs, I mean, even Steve Cooper, the guy we talked to, he said if you guys, you know, he's helped me out many times with, hell, he got me Steve McGrew on the show. He's willing to help, you know, you guys out with probably some venues and stuff. So just holler my way if you want to go that far.
Oh, I definitely want to go that far. I don't know if they're willing to be stuck in a car with me for 3 days. But, you know, one way. But that's another thing, too. We've talked about, me and him and Jacob have talked about, like, if we go on the road trip to, you know, get to, let's just say for the hell of it, we're going to do a show in, like, Atlanta. Okay.
Right.
Atlanta's, like, 8.5 hours from here.
Right.
They both strike me as the kind of guys who it's, okay, we're going to stop and pee and grab something to eat, get some gas, right back in the car. If I'm on the road for more than like 2.5 hours and then I see a sign that says world's largest electric eel collection or something, I'm going to pull off and look at it. Sam can tell you from going to Nelsonville there last week. It's a 2-hour one-way trip. Me and Sam were on the road for like 15 fucking hours.
Yeah, dude. It was totally, I mean, it was so cool because I'm like, I'm the same way. I hate, like I love just breaking up the ride like that. I mean, just finding little stops and shit and then, yeah, just being like, oh, hey, like, this is what's over here kind of shit. I don't know.
Well, go ahead, Andy. We got 40 seconds.
Well, 40 seconds. All right. Well, Friday, June 5th. Fireside Bar above Little Italy on the East End, the beautiful downtown Charleston, West Virginia. You'll see the Tall Boys Comedy Tour with Lee Hale, Jacob Hall, and Andy Frampton. It's a free show. It starts at 9 p.m. Bring the kids, or don't, because it's a bar and it's 21 and up. Come have a good time. We'll definitely tell you some jokey jokes, and your wife will probably laugh her tits off. That's all I got on that, and that's how I promo my shows. Fellas, thanks for having me on here, and I can't wait to do it again.
We love you. All
right, man. Thanks. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Love y'all, brothers. Later on, all man.
Later. All right, man. Andy Frampton, the always funny
Andy
Frampton.
See y'all, man.
All right, so we got probably about,
crap,
what, 20
dude.
Seconds left?
Yeah,
20,
yeah,
yeah, Chuck Frampton.
45.
All right, so, all right. Andy Frampton. We didn't get to do our secret word, so here's the secret words. Caitlyn Jenner, if you can send... we're take it to our Facebook page, because I put the contest on the Facebook page saying you need to listen. But if you hear the word, the first person to comment on our Facebook of the secret word will win the free passes for the June 19th show. So if you do this word, Caitlyn Jenner, words, Caitlyn Jenner, you will get free passes to the Comedy Zone June 19th. And Lee Hell, which we were talking about doing the tour, he will be there. And also Saturday will be Carlin up there. So that'll be a good time. It was a good show, man. I'm glad Andy called in.
Yeah, I got him. It was quick with
well,
the
good
old
job,
tech
man.
Tech.
You should be able to get him. You're good friends with him. So good job on the work of
yeah.
sending me one of your good friends a message.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you. Wrap it up.
You wrap it up. You should play.
Right.
You should play that music.
Ladies
you should play that Oscar music.
You have been listening to the Charleston Comedy Podcast, located in Charleston, West Virginia. Also presented to you by the Comedy Zone, located in the beautiful Holiday Inn and Suites in South Charleston, West Virginia.
You're
have
killing
a great
it.
Night, and we love you.
You killed that. Beautiful.
Right?
Good job, Buzz.